Cause I've got something left and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.
It is musical for Sheila Malelekwa with EXO Loving, 9:35. That is your time as we usher you on to the third installment of the program. You have a way of just attracting microphones that don't quite work.
Ah, well.
I promise you.
Well, maybe it's the universe talking to me.
How is it or what is it communicating?
It's communicating that I shouldn't be using a mic.
Ah, okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I have been better.
Hey. Ow. Ow. But luckily you're here with me. I'm going to amp you up. I'm going to hype you up.
That sounds more like my brother.
That's right.
How was your day?
The day was good. The day was good. Things are great.
All right.
Yeah.
Great to
and
hear.
And I'm here with you, so I'm happy. I'm here.
They've been complaining on the other side. They haven't seen you in about two sessions.
There's a little bit of a flu going around, micro cold. So I had a bit of that, so I said, no, let me just rest.
Oh, makes sense.
That's it. Rather take a little break and make up for it later.
Then spread the other love,
Rabon,
which will not be appreciated by those who will then receive it.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
I hear you.
And summer colds are never fun.
No.
when you're hot,
imagine that.
So it's just unpleasant. So anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
No, man. Glad that you're here and glad that you're doing okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
For what we're unpacking this evening?
So today on Greater Than Fitness, we're going to discuss something that a lot of people will talk about when they when we discuss fitness and activity. They'll say things like, I have an injury. Oh, I hurt this once, and so therefore I've chosen not to be active. So we're going to discuss injury, we're going to discuss recovery, and the different ways that we can keep it moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
17103 17103 ke yone metale e leng gore o ka tswella o nna karolo ya thulaganyo ka yone. O ka romela meletsa go ya mekhutshwane ko gone mogala wa 17103 17103. Re bua ka gone gore mo tsamong ya nako ga o ntse o gola ga o ntse gongwe o itemogela gone go tswella o tshegeditse go itshidila kapa maintaining that lifestyle ya go itshidila. O kgona go fitlhela le gore gongwe mo go goleng ga gago o kile wa nna le kgobalo nngwe e leng gore gongwe ka tsamao ya nako e felela e go itsa gone gore gongwe o ka sosologa wa tswelela o itshidila ka tsela e ntseng jalo. Mme gongwe re ka simolola gone gana re maphanyane gore ga motho a tsaya tshwetso eo a ya beele tshwetso e leng gore motho wa ba e tsaya gongwe a gakolotswe ke ba bongaka kapa ya beele tshwatso e leng gore gongwe ya agile mo tlhaloganyong ya gagwe a ba tsa ene ka boesi ja gagwe a ba tsa tshwetso ya gone gore gongwe a ke itshidila ke na le gone gore ke ronkgele kapa ke tsose jone botlhoko jo e leng gore nkile ka nna le kgobalo mo karolong eo ya mmele.
Well, tota, it can be both ways.
Right.
Ka gore bongaka le bone, they are not always they're not specialists across the board.
No,
so you'll find gore motho ta o tabora a gore a general doctor o taba gore a re no stop doing activities and therefore because you've hurt your knee. But you'll find if you speak to orthopedic surgeon or somebody who understands the knees or knee specialist, they'll say the worst thing you can possibly do is stop exercising your knee when you have a knee issue or knee pain. In fact, that activity and you'll find that when you're stagnant,
how nahela osa sidili karolo eo ya mmele. Okay.
O ta itala ele gore that's when uta botoko. It starts to ache, it starts to throb, it starts to swell. So mmele wa rona was made for activity.
Right.
Actually, if you think about it, there's nothing any other reason for it to be. So and when we are not active, that's when we start to have these issues. So but we also have to take precautions steady.
Yes.
And the first one obviously is always maintaining flexibility. Kana yanong in our lives, we end up doing repetitive actions. Even if we're not being particularly active. phakela re tsena ko officing be re nna hela ho and sit there for 9 hours and then get up and go home re tsa beke re ba over the shoulder e bokete, you know, that type of thing. These repetitive actions, because we're not using our whole bodies, they can start to create tension, stress and pain in the body.
Okay.
Yeah, so we need to make sure that we maintain flexibility. Flexibility is one of the first things to go as we get older. So we need to maintain flexibility, make sure that we are stretching, especially if we've got an injury, we want to stretch around that injury to allow adequate blood flow and relief of tension that comes from what we call compensation for the injury.
Okay.
So if you hurt your left knee, now you start to work harder la right. And because of that, now you can start to create an injury in your right knee as well. So
Exactly. Okay.
So what we want to make sure is we keep that flexibility. We start to work on a flexibility program. Flexibility program, what do we say? Homera stretch out every day, every other day, or in the evenings or in the morning, something like that. You know, it can make a big difference in your life. You'd be surprised. Even psychologically, it can be a big reliever of stress and struggles. So some would like to do it before Barubala because it actually prepares them for good recovery and sleep.
Okay. Jano o tla fitela gangwe le gape dikgobalo tse le gore gongwe dikile tsa diragalla motho mo dingwageng tsa go etsa bobotana. Gongwe di supagala kapa di nna a bit more pronounced in the later phase of life. Gore o gakolla batho gore ba simolle go nna very consistent, kana constant ka go itshidila ba le mo dingwageng dife. Do we wait for us to then struggle with gongwe dingwaga tse e leng gore di tsamaile ebe nna gone re tsosolosang matlhoko a le kapa go molemo gore motho a simolle mo dingwageng tsa bobotana so that you work through this gore ga dingwaga tsa bogodi gongwe di tshwaraganya le wena e be di fitlhela o le in a better position to actually have dealt with injuries tse e leng gore di reragetse mo dingwageng tsa o santse o le motana.
Injuries should be dealt with as quickly as possible,
yeah,
before they become bigger problems than they actually are. So even sometimes now we talk, when you do have an injury, when you twist an ankle, for instance, a friend of mine hurt their ankle, you know, coming down a stair. But they stay off the ankle. When it feels better, they just go on with their life.
Yeah.
But hunale a lot of exercises in order to rehabilitate that ankle, to rehabilitate that knee, to rehabilitate that shoulder or that elbow or anything that is hurt, that will allow you to proceed with your activities and also stop problems down the road. So just know when you have that small injury, you'll take 3 months just spending 5 to 10 minutes more exercising to strengthen that particular joint or problem. And that is very critical. Start as soon as possible. And then you remind me, there was someone who was saying a structured physical exercise program. We should really start that from the age of 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
Think about that. And it will last us into life. Now, another thing. We have an issue of, we've spoken about sprains and that sort of thing. But another one that people worry about is bone breaking. Now, your bones are made from a very, very tough material. Now, that material, you'd be surprised, more than a sponge. If you look at it carefully, you got a sponge. Now, this sponge, as you get older, it becomes less and less dense. Well, go to the holes inside the sponge get bigger and bigger. Unless you consistently put weight against it to promote growth. So they say, to prevent loss of, they call it bone density,
yeah,
you should be doing weight-related training, increasing the weight or basically lifting heavy weights so that the bones feel a little bit of stress to say, oh, okay, we're still functioning here. We're still being used by this person. And the critical thing about it is you can start anytime to start doing that. There's people who started at the age of 55 and have now at the age of 75, they have incredible bone density. You just start nice and slow, right? And here's the important thing. We want to move away, as you get older, you want to move away from lifting heavy and move more towards holding heavy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So once you've lifted the weight, you just want to hold it there for as long as possible, as opposed to quick, fast, jerking movements. That's for the young ones.
Okay.
So we want to be holding heavy, we want to be putting those bones under strain and slowly moving them towards more bone density. And that bone density, that will save you from all sorts of problems later in life, osteoporosis, shrinking, brittle bones, broken hips, those types of things. Just critical that we now look at a little bit at raising our heart rate and being active, as well as lifting, keeping some weightlifting going, some sort of strenuous weight control of some kind.
That makes perfect sense. Khongwe le gape o tla fitela re tshwantshanya marapo a batho ba ba godileng le marapo a bana. Gore ha ngwana a le moniwageng tse di botana ba tle ba re marapo a go a santse a le metsi. But ga o godile thata o tla fitela o gakololwa gone gore o leke go hema tsone dikgobalo tse e leng gore di ka felela gongwe di robile a lone lerapo ka gore le felele le kopana. Ga go motlhofo ga o setse o le mo dingwageng tse e leng gore ke tse dikgolwane. So that naturally makes a lot of sense. Yaanong ga re boela ko morago re bua ka yone kgang ya go to seek a second opinion. Re buile gone gore go molemo gore o bue le ba e leng gore ba maleba pele ga o tsaya tshwetso ya gore ke nnile le kgobalo ya selebego se mme ke eletsa gore ke boele ko go itshidileng kapa ko go nneng active. How then do we go about speaking to the relevant audience, or rather speaking to an opinion eleng gore a ga ke a gore la to gala seo ka gore sa go tswela gongwe se gakatsa kgobalo a gago?
So very importantly, rena le malotsa amar. So we've got if you have a heart problem, you should speak to a heart specialist.
Yes.
If you have a knee problem, you should speak to a bone specialist, essentially. Those types of things. So try to speak to somebody who's an expert in the field of what it is that you're dealing with.
As opposed to a general practitioner. All right.
They should also advise you who to speak to. That's the point. It's a funnel of medical advice. General practitioners really point you in the right direction and help you along the way of recovery.
Okay.
And then when you're exercising, there are many specialists out there, trainers. Pay attention to them. Look to see if they're customizing for you or if they're just doing general work. Ask them if they know about certain challenges that you might be facing, and they'll see what they can do. Sometimes you'll find that, hey, this person is just saying something. So the most important thing is as we get along or ahead in life, we need to be looking more at reducing the amount of impact, the amount of sharp, fast movements, those type of things, because those are what can lead to injuries. And I'm not saying you must stop them. I'm just saying you need to build your way towards them. And it can take time. It can take a lot of time, unless you've been doing it for a long time as well.
Go na le kgang engwe gape e o yamileng e leng gore it speaks to structure. Gore gangwe le gape o tla fitlhela baeladi wa thoko ba tlhalosa gore ga o tswa mo kgaolong nngwe ya continent ya Africa, o kgona gore o lemoge motho wa teng gongwe ka ga e leng gore ba agegile ka teng. A seo se bua ka ga e leng gore gongwe bone ba etse dilo tse thoko bo ba simolola go sa le gale gone gore ga ngwana a santse a le mo dingwageng tse di rileng gongwe a je dijo tse di rileng a itshidile ka tsela e leng gore gongwe speaks to how they would essentially want to build, if not formulate their structure.
I mean, there's always There are only what's it? Nature and nurture. So genetics you know how what happens in your life as you once you're born. I read a very interesting article. Was it today or yesterday? Basically, when you are training as an adult,
yes,
you actually are affecting the genetic makeup of your reproductive cells, which is to say you can actually affect your children's health, your future children's health, yeah, by how you treat yourself now.
Yo.
Think about that. So that's one thing. So we can actually affect the genetics of the fear of the next generation by what we do now in terms of exercise and health. On the other side, knowing your children and saying what they're interested in, what they would like to do, it's really critical to encourage them to be active, but not active willy-nilly, because sometimes that can be the case. But to say, okay, let's have this structure whereby for this period of time you do these things for these reasons, where they can now time to start to associate work and fitness with specific results that they want to get.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So
yes, it does.
Someone will say, I want to be big and strong like Uncle Mulibi,
yeah,
right? There you go. All right, well, here you go, buddy. This is the plan, okay? And then they'll say, oh, I want to be tall. Okay, let's institute a stretching regime. Let's do these types of different things that can ideally assist the child with what it is that they can do going forward.
Okay. Re be re bua ka yone sentse re bo re boela ko yone kgang ya go bua le batho ba e leng gore ba maleba go thusa mo go e leng gore gongwe o ka because I kry often a time o tla fitlhela dilo tse gongwe di agile le mo tlhaloganyong gone gore ka nengkele ka nna le kgobalo ya selebego se mme ke gakolotswe ke ba e leng gore ba maleba kapa they are experts in that area gore ke simolole mme ke simolole ka pace e leng gore gongwe e ka ntetelela gone gore ke seka ka busetsa if you have a trainer who's maybe not knowledgeable, kapa the facing or the hearing of your condition for the first time, how then do you walk them through to understand exactly what you are going through? Because often the time, trainer maybe is just slacking. they're not exerting themselves. They're not applying themselves, and for that reason, I need to push them.
To be frank, you have to really understand yourself.
Yeah.
When are you making an excuse?
Yeah.
And when are you at your limit?
So it starts with self.
It starts with self.
For me, for any external influence, Mulibi's limits, or at least the time that I spent around him, when he's really into it, me, if I'm not seeing that, I think I am overdoing, or I'm going low overboard, and for that reason, let me preserve, or let me go all in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, and that's really it. You have to build a relationship with your trainer. That's the one thing. You have to do your own research, and you have to understand yourself. And sometimes it is good to push yourself beyond your limit, but there's a reason why you have a limit. And the reason why we're active is to move that limit further and further along, right? So you cannot push yourself beyond the limit every single training session. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. In fact, that is the way to ruin. Your body needs to realize it can go beyond the limit and then play within those bounds and then do it again in a different time in a different way.
Okay.
It's the nature of fitness.
Awesome.
Yeah.
1713 ke gone ko e leng gore motswana etso o romela melaetsa a gago teng ba e leng gore gongwe le kile la nna le maitemogelo ba e leng gore gongwe le santse le tshela le dikgang tse mme le sa itse gore tharabollo ya tsone ke eng le leditse gore gongwe le lona le ka boela ko gone goreng le felele le ipona le tsweletse ka gone go nna mo ba go bitsang ba re active gore dikgang tse di dikgwetlho tse re di kgona ka tsela e ntseng jang, re di buisanya ka tsela e ntseng jang, re ithuta mo go ba e leng gore gongwe ba iteilwe letsogo in those spaces ka tsela e ntseng jang. 1-7-1-0-3-1-7-1-0-3 if you wish to call in, the studio line is 3161-006 3161-006. We are speaking to folks who are looking into, you know, stepping back into that space. Re bua le batho ba leng gore gongwe they are personal trainers. Re bua le bone batho ba leng gore gongwe ba itetse letsogo gone gore ba sedile tsone dikgobalo tsa selebego se se ntseng jalo. 3161-006 3161-006. Alternatively, send through your messages on, you know, things that you have encountered, situations that you have maybe learned from. 1-7-1-0-3 ra go boela gape re maphanyane a go khanyeng ya gone gore a go molemo go lekanang kang a gone gore go dingwageng tsa rona re le ba botana, because often a time I get like you but ba leng gore ke berekile le bone, but you know, but when I was younger, you know, this injury wasn't really much of an issue, but now in my, you know, years say leng gore a gongwe ke gorogile mo dingwageng tse di kholwane a ke gona nang go nna ka re ke utlwa botlhoko jo phetelela gore seo se tsalwa ke eng mo tsamaong ya nako.
Well, we've already spoken about bone degradation.
Right.
Then from there, when we stop being active around these injuries, we have muscle atrophy, which means your muscles just stop to be as strong.
Right.
We have weight gain. We have our metabolism slows down, so we just start to put on weight and so on and so forth. So now the knee or whatever joint it is carrying more weight.
Uh-huh.
There's less muscle,
uh-huh,
and there's less bone density. There's less blood flow. So that's why it's starting to be painful. It's more and more important as we get older to do heart-related exercise, which is raising your heart rate and making your heart stronger. The reason is we become less efficient at sending blood to our feet.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. And that's why we find elder people start to have swollen feet. It's more easy for them because our bodies are less efficient at it. But instead, what we end up doing is we start slowing down our exercise instead of doing more exercise to strengthen our heart, which is the opposite of what we should be doing.
Okay.
And I want to highlight physiotherapists. Very, very, very important people to know in your life. You should have a physiotherapist or meeting or monitor when you know there's a problem. Another one I believe is really great, chiropractor. They're doctors in their own right. They have specific skill sets around skeletal and bone issues. The third one, kinesiologist. A kinesiologist is somebody who studies movement. I worked with a kinesiologist to get myself back in the team once when I had torn my meniscus on my knee. Ever since, you know, and I cannot stop appreciating what was done there. And it was a full-on exercise session every morning when I went in there. But it was about getting my body to understand how to move with this new, under the new circumstances.
Okay.
Because sometimes surgery is not an option. There you go.
Awesome.
So those three, physiotherapist, kinesiologist, chiropractor, very, very important. And most people don't have or know somebody that they can call with those three fields. And but they more dipatele, they're all there across the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
3161-006-3161-003 tlhaloganyo e leng gore nngwe ya besetse ya agile around that gore kana ke nnile le kgobalo e ke santse ke le motana, mme gore ke boele kwa ke a go tsosolosa jone botlhoko jole e le tshwetso gongwe e le gore o e tsere o gakololwa ke ba e leng gore ba ne ba go gakolola ka nako eo, kapa e le tshwetso e leng gore o itsetse ka boesi ja gago gore re kgona jang gore re buisanye le ba ba maleba re bo re boela ko goneng gore re tsosolose yone the active lifestyle re sa khone gore re khubatse gape ka ba roketse jone yone khobalo eo 3161 6 3161 6 or 17103 17103 a dithuto tse leng gore di ka hella di re sedimoseditse gone gore dilo tse re tshwantse gore re ithute go tshela le tsone a re ditlhaloganye. You had spoken to something which I felt was very profound, gore ga ke na le kgobalo ga ke motho wa ntlha go nna le kgobalo eo. So there will be information that speaks to that, and it's very imperative for you to then find or research around that gore batho ba leng gore ba kile ba nna le kgobalo e leng gore it's either similar kapa e tshwana le e leng gore o nnile le yone bone ba kgonne jang gore ba fithelele gore ba felele ba tsamaya ba hetelela to the other side.
No, it's critical, and the information, okay, the internet is full of information.
Yes.
And there's sometimes too much information. The most important thing is try something. See if it works for you. But most importantly, is to move slowly. If it was a 20-year-old injury or it's a brand new injury, move slowly. Start slowly. If it was 20 years ago, you're never going to pick up like that and all of a sudden be sprinting down the wing like Ryan Giggs or Gora Digo.
Yeah.
Start slowly. See how you feel. Don't overdo it. You will sometimes hurt yourself again. Learn that lesson, recover, go back again. Because even that, even everything that we do in our fitness journey is actually kind of about pushing our body's limits a little bit so that they can be some pain, you know, and that pain, as they say, no pain, no gain. So you'll wake up the next day and you'll be in immense pain,
yeah,
because your body's not used to it. But after two or three sessions, it's fine. It'll be okay. And that is about getting the body used to the activity again. So don't be disappointed that you're not as good as you used to be.
Yeah.
Or your body is sore, or you have a little bit of pain. You take people who actively engage in exercise actually have a higher pain tolerance than the general population. And the reason being is we understand that sometimes pain is good. It's how we grow. We see it in children and we say, okay, there's a lesson learned.
Yeah.
But we don't take it on for ourselves.
For allow le mogolo o nna re they learn from how wa mabaisekeleng go tenya me ke gone ja ka ntse a gola. You know what I mean? And another thing that I would like to maybe just add on to what you just shared, these discoveries, these findings, they were a result of people of finding out and then documenting.
Yes, yes.
Me garing ke re bona gore rona what we could or discover or unpack. Sa go thusa ba bangwe mo isagong. Gore why are you not the person o leng gore o fela go bona gore ke nne le kgobalo ya selebego se me na irile ga ke dira dipatisiso tsa me. Ke le ga khona gore ke bone methale ya gore ke boele onto an active lifestyle ka tsela entseng jana. E be nna selo se leng gore yana sa go diriswa ke ba leng gore ba fela ba nna le kgobalo eno gore it's either similar kapa e tswana le ya gago. We never see that in ourselves.
No.
But we are it's like half the time it really gets me confused. Why do we how do we then imagine gore information that we are finding or we are consuming mongwe wa ba batisise wa ba nile le a similar occurrence mo botshelong ja gagwe be nna dipatisiso tsa gagwe be le tsone tse e leng gore di felela di re thusa gore be re ya to the source ya the internet to find out.
You could be that person exactly, and there's nothing stopping you.
Yes,
and that's the point.
Okay,
so all the things that make you who you are, they're the things that put you in your place today. You make a choice about where you want to be tomorrow.
Yo. Boom. Ara ta ke tse sebaka se ke go leboge e rile mo tsimolisong ya puisa ya rona o tlhalositse gone gore o tetse ha gone gore maikutlo a me a ne ka re ana le kota se wa tsholetse ke go lebogele seo ke tsepa gore le ba ile gore they were in our audience ba itemogetse ba ithutile go le gontsi hela tata. We shall see you next Wednesday, same place, same dial.
Yes, certainly.
Ba ile gore ba ile ditse gore ba ka bua le wena of this platform. How can they kindly make that happen?
So you can go to greaterthanfitness.com or you can go to greater than fitness, that's G-R-8-R then fitness on Instagram and Facebook, and get a hold of us there. Or the WhatsApp channel is 7579-4535. You can always send us a message on that, on those dials. Happy to announce again that we've got some merchandise available on the interwebs. If you go to the website, you can order for yourself. By next week, we will be launching our nutritional supplements, which are scientifically backed. Right there, they just work specifically for you. They don't do anything else. And you can always ask questions about those as well. So, in fact, that's probably a good thing for us to discuss is nutritional supplements, because people are always very confused about them.
Okay.
And I know that towards the end of the month, the middle of the month, there's a National Athletes Conference where they will be discussing supplements and some of the issues around them, and including the rise in doping amongst athletes. So we want to make sure that we keep all our nutritional supplements very clean, to the point, with no added elements that people don't know or understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun times are here again. Sir, we thank you once again for your time. We shall see you next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll see you then.
It is RB2, your station of a choice. Music of our Teddy West, music of our Dave Hollister, music of our Mr. Grant Hill, that's our Tamia. Still to follow, that is on hour 2 of 3. 10:06, that is your time. The second hour of the program, At the Dinner Table, is the name of the show. Comes to you every single Monday on to Thursday between 9 and 12 midnight. I won't stop till the end, no.